Minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that the Democrats have taken over Congress, the feminists are talking about resurrecting the Equal Rights Amendment, known as ERA. One of them said this would be a great way to commemorate the elevation of Nancy Pelosi as the first woman Speaker of the House. That's a terrible idea. The purpose of the United States Constitution is not to honor people you admire, but to set forth the rights of the American people and the limitations we place on government. The ERA states, "Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex." Now, please note that ERA does not use the word woman. It uses the word sex. It is clear beyond a shadow of a doubt that the biggest effect of ERA would be to put same-sex marriage into the U.S. Constitution. If a man and a man are refused a marriage license, that would be denying a right on account of sex, a violation of ERA. It's also totally clear from the passage of 27 state marriage constitutional amendments that the American people do not want same-sex marriage to be legalized, much less constitutionalized. The feminists are whining that women are paid only 77 cents to every dollar paid to men. That's a complete lie. It is already illegal for a company to pay a woman 77 cents and a man a dollar for the same work. Equal pay for equal work has been the law of our land for 40 years. The 77 cent versus a dollar figure refers to the average pay of all women versus the average pay of all men. And that figure includes women like me, who spent 25 years as a full-time homemaker raising my 6 children without any paid salary, so I will never earn in the labor force what can be earned by a man or woman who spends a lifetime in the labor force. In 1982, the U.S. Supreme Court declared the Equal Rights Amendment dead, and that's where it should stay, dead and buried.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Would you like to be better informed about the pervasive influence of the feminists in our schools and colleges, the media, and the military? Go to our website, eagleforum.org, and you'll find helpful up-to-date information about Phyllis Schlafly's regular reports and her new book titled Feminist Fantasies. That's at eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food. rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women. Super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
They stay in their home. And so far, it's been a standoff. It's gone on for months. I visited with a rancher over the weekend. Says, you know, Derry, he says, every time I pick up a farm publication, or he said, I listen to some of these farm broadcasters, he said they're nothing but public relations for the USDA, Monsanto, and the other farm suppliers. He said it just makes you nauseated for the way that they blow up the government programs, and they don't really tell the truth about what's going on out in the country. Now, I'm looking here at an issue. It's the latest issue of Farm Journal. It's the September 2007 issue of Farm Journal. And the headlines of this, the new grain age, new sometimes baffling opportunities abound. And I just picked out a few little bits of information from it. It's a long article. But if this year's wondrous markets can be sustained, in other words, we have wondrous markets now. Not long ago, talk of $4 corn, $9 soybeans, and $6 wheat would have seemed nutty. As the most valuable corn and soybeans many farmers have ever grown head to market. In other words, they're saying these are the most valuable crops that we've ever grown, and now it's corn picking time, okay? In the Mississippi Delta, farmer Paul Anthony, who dropped cotton entirely this year in favor of 6,000 acres of corn and soybeans and grain sorghum, he even drained his catfish ponds so he could plant grain sorghum in them. Now, I just had some information the other day that 80% of our fish are imported from Asia. So probably, and I don't know much about the catfish market, but probably there's not many more profit in catfish than there is anything else out on the farm. Then another article, another comments in the same article, you can't bargain with suppliers like you used to. Well, I've been farming since back in the 1940s, and I never knew you could bargain with suppliers. They always told me exactly what my input items were going to cost. You went to the farm store, feed, seed, and fertilizer dealer, and he told you what the price of fertilizer was. He told you what the price of corn was. He told you what the price of anything in there, or all the barbed wire, whatever it is. Bargain with them if they were going out of business, and they went out of business back in the 80s like flies falling off of a ceiling. And then, yeah, you could get a little... The general population against people that we once looked highly upon. I remember so well when they came along with 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. And back in those days, we all bought Fuzz Busters. We had two-way radios. We had the, what did we call those things? CBs. Yes, we had CB radios. And, hey, we looked for Smokey the Bear. Hey, there's a spy in the sky. He's up there in an airplane. I saw him. And then truckers would say, you know, look out. There's one headed west on Interstate 70 at the 99-mile marker. All of this stuff. And it got us to where, hey, we don't like these guys anymore. We used to really look up to them. Now they're out there just to give tickets to make money for the county or for the state or for the city or whoever it happens to be. Red light cameras the same way. We talked about red light cameras the other day and how in Springfield, Missouri, they lowered the time on the yellow lights down a second or something. Every time they take a second off the yellow light, it increases traffic violations 100%. In other words, you just get more people going through a red light because they change so fast. Now, here's what's happening with the NAIS. How many people today, and they're doing it through the state 4-H office, your extension agents that we always said, oh, they're great people, you know, they help the youth and all that. Here, people have turned against, in many, many instances, your university extension service over this thing. Now, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Brownfield Show.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
183.
And we have returned. Now, let's go back to the Colorado State Fair. And we know there was quite a disruption of the 4-H and FFA sale over this thing. Here these kids come in with their livestock. They win the right to sell. We always called it the sale of champions. And they're going to sell those high-priced calves to somebody that wants to help donate to the cause. And they kicked them out of the sale if they didn't have the proper premise ID. Most of them knuckled under and went ahead and signed up their farm. But some didn't. There was a couple in particular that did not. Now, and I say hats off to the parents of those children that would not allow their kids to go on. They just loaded up and went home, said, to heck with it. We're not knuckling under this sort of thing. Now, I have a letter here from Jeff Goodwin. Jeff Goodwin is a state 4-H program leader at Colorado State University. And he sends this letter to the Colorado County Extension Agents. Now, for those of you that are not familiar with the way the land-grant colleges and extension service works, the extension service, or the extension agents, we used to call them county agents and home demonstration agents for the women that help them, you know, help kids learn how to sew on buttons and make buttonholes and do all that sort of thing. Cook and do other things, obviously. But anyway, the extension service is operated by the land-grant colleges. Here's the letter from the state 4-H program leader to the Colorado County Extension Agencies, dated September the 20th, 2007. Over the past 12 months, several extension staff members and I have conducted educational meetings and attended county listening sessions around the state related to premise registration. This was carefully examined by the 4-H Livestock Task Force Committee. The Livestock Task Force has revised their recommendations to the state
4-H office. I said, boy, that's a good deal. They're going to do away with this thing, right? No, they're not that smart. Regarding premise registration of 4-H livestock and horse projects, based on this information and after consultation with the Extension Director, Deb Young, I have made the following policy decision on the matter. As of October the 1st, 2007, that's coming up next week, the Colorado 4-H Youth Development Programs policy regarding the issue is all 4-H members with livestock and horse projects. I didn't know horses weren't livestock. Would they be separated from livestock? I don't know. They do there. All 4-H members and livestock and horse projects will be required to have a completed, signed, and approved animal care and housing form for Colorado 4-H livestock projects on file at their county extension office at time of enrollment. It is highly recommended that Colorado 4-H livestock projects, animals, beef, dairy, cattle, sheep, swine, goat, poultry, llama, and horses have a premises registration with the National Animal Identification System. Let's take a break.
This is the Dairy Brownfield Show.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And we have returned back to Colorado, back to the 4-H program and the letter that Jeff Goodwin has written to the Colorado County Extension agents. Now, I'm going to repeat the main gist of what his letter said. All 4-H members with livestock and horse projects will be required to have a completed, signed, and approved animal care and housing form for Colorado 4-H livestock projects on file at their county extension office at the time of enrollment. It is highly recommended that Colorado 4-H livestock project animals, beef and dairy cattle, sheep, swine, goats, poultry, llamas, and horses have a premises registration with the National Animal Identification System. I'm going to add that is a voluntary program according to the Department of Agriculture. Is there anything voluntary about that, ladies and gentlemen? Then he goes on, "We believe this policy is a bold step forward to enhance the traceability of 4-H livestock and horse project animals in Colorado to a higher level than that of the past year. Although premises registration is not required for enrollment in the Colorado 4-H Youth Development Program, now, whoa, didn't he just say if you were going to have a livestock project, you couldn't do it without the premises registration being filed with the county agent? Here's what he says. Although premises registration is not required for enrollment in the Colorado 4-H Youth Development Program, the Colorado State 4-H Office and the Colorado 4-H Livestock Task Force supports the Colorado State Fair's premises registration requirement. As I said a while ago in the opening of the show, this is just like the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. This is just like the yellow light cameras, red light cameras, but they shorten the yellow so you get more tickets. This whole thing just turns one against the Extension Service, your state veterinarian's office, the Colorado State University people, the Department of Agriculture, the USDA. You see, instead of teaching our children about doing a good job of showing livestock, let's teach our children about being true patriots. Let's teach our children about the Constitution of the United States. Let's teach our children about the rights that they truly have, supposedly have, in this constitutional republic, which no longer is a constitutional republic. But this can teach our children a lot more important things by telling them not to get involved with these programs than the programs themselves are going to teach them. They won't be showing livestock all of their lives, but they will be living in this nation, very likely, for most of their lives at least. And now's the time to teach our children what they really need to know concerning what you should do when you're working and living under a tyrannical government, which NAIS certainly is a part of. The NAIS, much like the IRS, in Pasadena, California, there's a church there, All Saints Episcopal Church. And back in, 2004, during the right before the election, the Pasadena Church, it's called the All Saints Episcopal Church there in Pasadena, had a guest speaker, and he came in and spoke just days before the election. And it was 2 days before the 2004 presidential election. This guest speaker, Reverend George F. Regas, spoke, and his sermon was that, how would Jesus participate in a political debate with George W. Bush and John F. Kerry? That was the title of that was what his sermon was about. He said Jesus would have told Bush that his war strategy in Iraq has led to disaster. Now, that was 2 days before the election. The church then got a letter from the IRS that arrived in June. The election would be in November of 2004. They got the letter in June of 2005 stating that the church's tax-exempt status was in jeopardy. Well, you see, I personally can't imagine why any church would want a tax-exempt status. If you're going to donate to the Lord and they're going to take it out of the church, go on and let them. If you can't tax, if you're going to have to pay taxes on it, so what? You know, the church should never, ever, ever, ever be under the control of the federal government. But a letter from the IRS came. It stated that the church's tax-exempt status was in jeopardy. The IRS said the sermon amounted to an intervention in the 2004 presidential race. Now, I'll bet you the race would have gone to Kerry if this preacher hadn't have preached this sermon. No bout a doubt it. He changed it, according to the IRS. He got Bush back in office. come on. Can you believe this foolishness? The IRS is committed to ensuring that tax-exempt organizations understand and comply with the law. Now, let's take another break. We'll be back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
I'm proud to have the Paragon Foundation as a sponsor of the Derry Brownfield Show. But what is the Paragon Foundation and what do they do? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
This is not a job to us. This is something that we believe in our very hearts and our very souls. And all of us have been involved in these scraps. My family lost everything they had, and there's no way to go back and get that. There's nothing that can ever be done to get my family or all those other families back their property, and I understand that. But the things that we learned right there, we can turn around and keep somebody that's listening today or somebody that will call today, keep them from losing their property. And that's where I think the value in this foundation is.
Join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
If you've never heard the term chelation therapy before, it doesn't mean very much. But to a person who uses chelation therapy to get and then stay healthy, it's meant the difference between leading merely a life and leading a great and healthy life. Experience the benefits of better vascular health and cleaner living with Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. It's chelation therapy made easy. In order to promote better living, you've got to break old habits and start anew. That's what makes Cardio One so special. It's specially designed to help rid your body of the impurities that act as an impediment to better health. More importantly, Cardio One users know it works. Find out today how to live better and live longer, get Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, and become one of the millions of people who have discovered the benefits of chelation therapy. To order, just send $43.95 to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who says he's desperately trying to figure out why kamikaze pilots wore helmets, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Now back to the All Saints Episcopal Church there in Pasadena, California. Just 2 days before the November election in 2004, they had a guest speaker come in, and his sermon had to do with what would Jesus say in a political debate with George Bush and John Kerry. And anyhow, right after that, they get this letter from the IRS, and the IRS said the church was intervening in the 2004 presidential race. The IRS is committed to ensuring that tax-exempt organizations understand and comply with the law. We will continue to work with charities and churches during the 2008 political season about the federal law's guidelines on political activity. Our goal is to ensure that charities avoid becoming involved in campaign activity. Now, I can't understand why a church would ever get involved with 501c3. In other words, if you're too concerned about paying the tax on your donation to the church, I'm not going into that, but I would never do it. I wouldn't do it. Do it. No. Anyway, the church then went back and got the Freedom of Information, and they found out that the Justice Department officials were involved in the All Saints case before the IRS even knew anything about it. It was the Justice Department that did this. One email appears to show coordination between the IRS and the Justice Department, request to the church for documents, and anyway, so it goes. But they did get a clear bill of health on this thing. The IRS investigation said, okay, you didn't do anything wrong. And now the church wants an apology from the IRS. I'd want more than an apology from those rascals. Anyway, let's go back a few years to 1801. John Marshall, the fourth Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, wrote, "The power to tax is the power to destroy." Are we being destroyed in this country through taxation? Well, at least that's one form of our punishment for living in this country and allowing our federal government to tax us as they do. All goes back again to Woodrow Wilson, 1913, when he got the IRS law passed, as well as the Federal Reserve Act. Now, let's go to the telephones. We have Mike, I guess, in Illinois. Hi, Mike, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just had some news to pass on to you, Jerry, about the horse slaughtering plant. They say that they closed it down yesterday. I seen it on Netscape just a while ago.
They just stopped it. Wonder. See, I thought it was all over with anyway. And then they said, no, there's two plants still operating. But
that was the last plant in the United States, and they closed it down yesterday, and they said they did not think it would open back up. It was closed by the court of Illinois there.
Well, there'll be more loose horses in the on the federal land.
Yeah.
They tell me South Missouri down in the down in the Mark Twain National Forest, people have old horses they can't do anything with. They just take them in there and turn them loose.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. It's a sad situation, really.
Well, anyhow, appreciate the information. Just more stupidity by the people that are behind this think this is a great thing. And it's the most inhumane thing that could ever happen. It's just like people that dump dogs. They bring them out in the country and turn them loose. Oh, I wouldn't want to put old doggy down, you know. That'd be terrible to kill him. Let's turn him out and let somebody else have to contend with him. You know, people just don't use good judgment. And part of the problem is the fact that we are so far removed from rural America. You know, 50 years ago even, people would have thought that was just ignorance gone to seed. That would never, Wild Horse Annie, they'd have rode her out of town on a rail and tarred and feathered her for doing what she did. But she certainly did get a lot of more cost to the federal government and taking care of all these horses out west and what all they do. And the whole thing is just ridiculous. But what are we going to do now with our horses that are not desirable horses? And the biggest part of them aren't. So anyhow, Jeff, you were going to...
I thought they all ended up on your place.
We have more broke horses today on our place than we've had for a long time, and they're not trained to do anything. All you can do is just get on and ride them, because nobody uses them anymore for some reason. We just don't use horses like we did a few years ago, and maybe because I don't feel like saddling up and riding as much as I used to.
And they just keep coming, don't they?
No, they don't. Well, this one does, yes. But I'm happy with this one. But, yeah, but we... When When we got rid of a stallion, that stopped them from coming, about as good as anything. But, yeah, there's several. And it costs more to break a horse than he's worth. I mean, if you're going to have it done professionally, and you've got to do that, you can't. You know, back when I was growing up, there was kids like me that we'd take a horse and break it just for the opportunity to do it. You know, when I was 12, 13 years old, well, we rode every colt in the country. There weren't colts that weren't broke, at least broke to ride. But that's a thing of the past. Anyway, we have kids now that can sit around and watch television and play Nintendo and eat potato chips and weigh 50 pounds more than they ought to. But, boy, nobody knows how to handle a green colt anymore. Anyhow, so much for the 501c3. Now, I'm going back to NAIS, and I would have stayed with NAIS a while ago, but I had misplaced some of my information. Remember the other day we were talking about Greg Neuendorf. Let me bring you up to date very quickly. He is in Michigan, and he has a small cow herd, and he would not let the feds come in, or the State Department of Agriculture, the Michigan Department of Agriculture. They wanted to test his cattle for TB. And he says, yeah, I'll give you a milk sample. I'll give you a blood sample. I will give you a tissue sample. But you're not injecting my cattle with any kind of an injection. And they said, oh, yeah, this is the way we've got to do it now. Well, that was back on August the 21st. The state police and the Michigan Department of Agriculture came illegally on his property. They knew they were illegal because when he told them to leave, they left. And he said, don't come back without a warrant and a reason. Well, anyway, I have a email here from the sheriff, Sheriff Lassiter. He told Neuendorf that the Michigan Department of Agriculture has him, he's going to have to serve a warrant. Now, you know, I don't know how that works. I don't know enough about the law. I guess if they've got a warrant, the sheriff must serve it. I don't know. The way the sheriff talks here, he does not want to serve it. At least he's kind of on the side of the people here, which is great and wonderful. But he said he would give Neuendorf a 72-hour notice before he served him with the warrant. Now, they got the warrant on August 21st, so I don't know if that means that within 72 hours of August the 21st, whether this is over or not, and we've tried to call him. I have his number here, but we didn't get an answer this morning. Do you have any comment to make on that, Jeff? Just shook his head. No, we've been trying to get a hold of him since we saw this morning. But here are the plans. Neuendorf plans to open the freezer, he says, and have an all-day cookout for everyone who joins with him in standing up for his God-given divine rights in preventing the behavior of the Michigan Department of Agriculture. The Michigan Department of Agriculture will have an undisclosed number of police to assist. And he wants everybody that can to show up, bring video and recording equipment and cameras. And he's in East Jordan, Michigan. And lives on 4185 Beishag Road. But we'll keep trying to get a hold of him because the way this is written, I can't really tell when the sheriff is going to do this. Apparently he has not, and the rancher, the farmer, wants everybody to show up at his place and be there with cameras. They're going to have a big party. And I don't know if there'll be black helicopters hovering over it or not, but the highway patrol were there before, so they'll probably be there. But anyhow, that's where we stand as far as this Michigan TB thing is concerned. Let's take another break. We will be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
And we have returned. Now, we've been talking many, many times about these checkpoints where the patrol or the city police or the sheriff's department pulls people over just for apparently no reason and checks the automobile, checks, asks questions. And as we have said time and time again, they ask personal questions and people get in trouble when they don't answer them. Like, where are you going? Well, why is that their business? And there's a lot of people said, I'm not going to answer that question. And that was what the big argument was with the kid that we had on the, we had his video on the air the other day. They actually, I think he ended up, did he go to jail, that the young man? I can't remember whether he did or not.
Sorry, I don't know.
I don't remember either. But anyway, the police stopped him and just said, where are you going? And he had a video in the car, and he videoed the whole thing. And boy, this policeman got all, I understand the policeman finally got dismissed over the thing, but he was way off base. Now, in Colorado, they have some kind of a highway checkpoint set up to, so a private organization. Now, get this. So a private organization could take blood and saliva samples. Can you believe that? A highway checkpoint about an hour's drive west of Denver set up to, so a private organization could ask for samples of blood and saliva. Now, did you notice it says could ask? Anyhow, this Roberto, he's a 51-year-old gentleman. He said he repeatedly asked if the questionnaires, the people asking the questions, were law enforcement officers, and said he was not interested in participating in the study, but was not given clearance to leave. The sheriff's officials said they apologized after they helped set up and run five separate checkpoints over last weekend. They said workers for the Institute for Research and Evaluation were overly persistent in those demands of innocent travelers. Now, first of all, why would a sheriff's department get involved in this sort of thing? Probably they were paid to do it. I would almost bet they were paid to do it. It said sheriff deputies. They probably paid them on their off-duty. I don't know, have no idea. But the Institute for Research and Evaluation had some money, because when people would not go along with this, they even offered them $100 to let them have blood samples and saliva samples. I don't know what they were going to do with them. But Bob Enney said the deputy's assistance to the organization was stopping motorists at the sites along Colorado Highway 119 for surveys on any drug or alcohol use. Surveyors also requested that motorists submit to breath, blood, and saliva tests. This one fellow said his family was approached by two researchers, and even after his repeated refusal, officials offered his wife, who was driving, $100 to get the couple to take part in a breath test. Let's take a break. We need one.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The official monthly newsletter of the Derry Brownfield Show is the Common Sense Chronicle. Send $24.95 to Common Sense, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Overseas and foreign customers send $40 international money order. What topics does Derry discuss in the Chronicle?
Well, there's politics of the world elite, how they lie and how they cheat. The World Bank and global thieves taking land without our deeds. Real ID and subprime lenders. The FDA approves mind benders. G.B. Corsi and Joan Vian are just a few he quotes from. Ducks and deer and dirty vermin. He's got a story for every one of them. Tasers, lasers, spy chips too. The Amaro's coming, the dollar's through. Heard a joke? Well, he's heard it too. Ain't too many of them that aren't brand new. Go ahead, just read it once. You'll be back for the next 12 months.
Would you drop your kids off on the most dangerous street in town and tell them, "Have fun, see you in a few hours"? Of course not. So, why do you leave them unprotected on the internet? Affinity 4's filtered internet and web accelerator make it safer and faster to log on anytime. For $9.95 a month, your family can access the web and help change lives. How? Affinity 4 gives 10% of your monthly bill to a charity you choose. It's given over $70 million to help charities around the world. Now you can have peace of mind and affordable, faster internet. Get Affinity 4's unlimited internet service for $9.95 per month, $14 less than AOL.
Call Affinity 4 and start saving today. Toll free at 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
And we're in the home stretch here. We have an engineer in the studio, but he's wanting to get out. He says it's cold in here. Hey, it's just feeling good in here now. Jim, don't run off. He's done a lot of... He's what keeps us on the air. Anyway, the Senate Finance Committee has approved another one of these free trade agreements between the United States and Peru. It's their first step for congressional ratification. The committee voted 18-3 in favor of the agreement. The amendments on labor laws and property rights, both offered by Utah Republican Orrin Hatch, were defeated by a wide majority. Anyhow, the Peruvian Congress ratified this thing a year ago, and it looks like we're going to do the same thing. I don't know what's in it, but whatever is in it, we'll have it, and it will be another one of those free trade agreements that causes more jobs to leave the United States, more money to leave the United States, and less to come in. That's the way they've, the NAFTA, the GATT, the CAFTA, all these others have operated. Anyway, remember back quite a few years ago, we had, I can't remember this, the school or the school teacher, or the kind of pie, they were cherry pies. But remember the pies they used to advertise, I think, on television, and it showed the pie and all the cherries in this little cherry pie. And the school teacher bought one of those pies, and it didn't have very many cherries in it. So she went to the grocery store, and she bought enough of these little pies that every kid in the class had a cherry pie. But before they ate the pie, they had to count the cherries. And she had counted the cherries on the package and on the ad, and I don't know what it was, but let's say there was 25 cherries that it showed on the package, and they opened it up, and there wasn't but 5 or 6 cherries in the pie. So she made a national event out of this thing. And she brought it up to the Better Bureau Business or whoever, and said, hey, this thing isn't right. And it made national news, and I don't know whether it got any more cherries in the pie or not, but people quitted buying so many cherries because they realized they were getting cheated. Now, here's another deal. This just came to me the other day. The Rice Krispie Marshmallow Treats. The treats are 1 inch thick by 1 3/4 inch wide, and they're 2.5 inches tall. And there's 8 to the box, so this figure's a brick, 2 inches by 7 inches in length, and still 2.5 inches tall. Figuring cubic inches of product, this comes to 35 inches. Much larger box, leading you to think there were 8 large treats inside, proved very misleading and seems to be a ripoff. The box is 2.5 inches deep, 9.5 inches long, and 4.5 inches tall. There's 2 inches excess height, not to mention 2.5 inches in length. The box figures nearly 107 cubic inches, yet has only 35 cubic inches of treats in there. This means there's only around 30% product in the package. Now, what does that mean? Fellow that sent me this, and he did all the figuring himself. He's one of our good listeners from Fall City, Nebraska. He said, we're played for fools again. Anyhow, he took the box. He thought he was getting the economy box, and when he figured it out, why, it didn't have nearly as many rice. 7 didn't have nearly as many cubic inches of Rice Krispie treats in it as it looked like was in the box. So whatever happened to shaken together, pressed down, and running over? That was biblical times. We just don't do things.
Rice Krispies isn't biblical, really.
I don't know. Anyway, so much for the Rice Krispie treats. You get a bigger box than what, they could hold a lot more Rice Krispie treats. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
happy trails.